And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome aboard our great friend, Steve Tasker. He will be the analyst for Sunday's game for CBS Sports between the Browns and the Raiders. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me on, Vic.
Well, Steve, let's start with a Browns team that I guess for the first time that I know you've had multiple assignments with this club, or you've covered this club multiple times in your time with CBS, but I think this is one of the times when I've had a discussion with you after a Browns win, and I know we've talked about how close and competitive they've been in other games, but now that translates to victory. How big do you think this is for the Browns to beat the Steelers last week?
Well, I think it's big. It's always big to win, no question. But I think to beat a team like the Steelers with or without Roethlisberger is always good. Winning in the inside the division gives you a little bit of pep, you know. I mean, those games are worth more. I think it's huge for Cleveland to pull it off, particularly the way they did, you know. I mean, you know, 8 turnovers and all those fumbles and a couple of interceptions, and, you know, the way they're getting turnovers this season is really going to help them. And, you know, I just think it couldn't have been better for them to win it this way.
Yeah, you don't see that. I mean, eight turnover games are pretty rare in this league, and especially from a team like Pittsburgh. But the formula to me, Steve, looked like, again, a team that was hitting very hard, the Browns defense. Those fumbles, those 5 fumbles, they were not fluky plays for the most part. The Browns were wrapping people up and putting those shots on these ball carriers like I've not seen a team do, and not necessarily this team, because I think this team does play pretty physical, but I think the other element of it is Dick Geron just kind of creating a scheme that made it difficult for the Steelers to get anything going. And I think inevitably when you're trying to push and try to do things as an offense to make some hay, that's when fumbles occur.
Well, I think it speaks a lot to where they're, you know, the guys were playing hard, you know. They're 2-7, 2-8 coming into that game, and against a Steelers team that was getting maybe headed to the playoffs at that point, it looks like. And to come in and play that hard and hit that hard and play hard for a coach like Dick Geron, a defensive coordinator in Pat, and continue to bring it. I think it says a lot about the atmosphere in the locker room. You know, I've always been a big guy about, you know, your team is made in the locker room with the guys and the chemistry that you have and the guys that want to play for each other. And I think the Browns have shown a lot of that. You know, they've got some things they've got to do better, but I think you got to tip your hat to that team. That was a good win against a really good team, and it shows that they've got at least some talent to play with those teams, if not, you know, the execution all the time.
Yeah, the talent is one part of this equation that is a big point to bring up, Steve. And I think the other part is also the attitude, and you bring that up as well, that a team that's still, okay, it's 3-8, and other teams in this situation or similar records, they're sort of looking either at the edge of the cliff if they haven't gone over the cliff. And I see in the Browns a team that does still want to compete. So what does that tell you about maybe the makeup of the players? Does it also tell you about, you know, that Pat Shurmur still has a pretty firm control on these guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think it says a lot of good things, and you knew that it was going to, you know, take some time to do it. I mean, there have been teams in the league that turned around really quickly, but I think for the most part, teams kind of come along and evolve into a good team. You get a guy that you can start to depend on, and then you got to, you know, build around him. And for the Browns for so long, it's looked like it's been the quarterback they've needed, you know, but on the other side of the football with the defense playing as good as it is, I mean, it says a lot about the head coach, the atmosphere they've got, the direction that the players believe they're heading in, whether it shows on the scoreboard or in the one launch record or not. The players have to believe they're doing all the right things. And I think when they're playing the way they are, the way they did last week, I think it's pretty obvious they do.
And you brought up the quarterback, Brandon Whedon, of course, ends up suffering a concussion near the end of that game, but by and large had his struggles, had a pick six. He did have a touchdown pass. He did lead another touchdown drive that ended with Trent Richardson's 15-yard touchdown run. An uneven day, but a quarterback who it looked like he had improved from one of his poorer performances in the second game against Baltimore, a week later against the or a couple of weeks later against the Cowboys, and then, you know, came up with that Pittsburgh game. And yeah, that was Dick LeBeau. Do you chalk it up with to a rookie quarterback struggling against a great defensive coordinator, or how do you sort of see Brandon Whedon's game evolving?
Well, I think, you know, there's no question it's going to be ups and downs for the guy, and you kind of expect that. Andrew Luck has had ups and downs too, and they try and minimize those. That's all you can do. But by the same token, you know, you got to get to a point where you play consistently. And when Whedon, I don't think there's any question Whedon's got the physical ability to be there. Look at it, you know, is his commitment there, and is he getting better? And what happens for usually these quarterbacks, you'll see some flashes of some pretty good plays, and I saw them early in the season when we did you guys early, where the guy can make some throws. And then, you know, you got to make sure the guys around him are helping him like they should, catching the balls they should catch, and maybe even doing some great things to save him once in a while. But then it's all about, really what it comes down to, Vic, is cutting out mistakes, and that takes some time. Right. Peyton Manning went 3-13 in his rookie season, and he threw like 28 touchdowns, but he also had 28 interceptions.
Yeah,
that's what the league is all about when you get to that point, when you've got a guy that can play the position, if he can stay away from the mistakes, and then occasionally get his teammates or himself to make one good play, maybe one good play a half or one good play a quarter. Yeah, that's all it takes to be a consistently good quarterback. And Whedon's not far from that. And particularly the way the defense played last week, and boy, he did it against the Steelers last week. That is a good defense. And to get it done like he did, I think you got to feel pretty optimistic about his future.
Steve Tasker, former standout member of the Buffalo Bills, CBS Sports analyst. He will be working the game between the Browns and the Raiders on Sunday. Steve, the next, you know, everything is in steps, right? When you're a young team and you're trying to build towards something, which you talk about consistency and consistent winning and so forth. After a game like the Browns had against the Steelers, and that's a third win, but it's a third home win, the idea now is to show that you can do this on the road, and they have to travel cross country to face the Raiders. You know what a chore that is as a former player to go cross country to face that team. It's a struggling Raider team, but it's still on the road, still the time change and all those challenges. What's going to go into maybe this sort of next phase to get this team there? What will it take?
Well, I think they just got to start concentrating on the game. When you get on the road, there's so much stuff you have to think about. You know, packing for the trip. What's the hotel going to be like? What's the meeting situation going to be like when you get to the hotel? The flight. I mean, this is going to be a long flight out west, and the time change as well. And there, all that stuff kind of goes into the mix. And it's hard, really, sometimes. And what teams do is they get out there and they forget that. Listen, just get on the field and start playing football. You know, don't worry about all that other stuff. And it's really hard to do. It is, you know, it's like that old coach said of mine. He said it is simple, but it's not easy. And these guys, they got to learn how to do it. That's all. They got to go out and play on the road. And there are some teams that play better on the road than they do at home for some reason. And it's just, I think it's the ability to, you know, look around and kind of get that bunker mentality, it's us against the world, and play and enjoy it and embrace it. And if the Browns can do that, I think they'll play a lot better. I don't think there's any great secret to how to win on the road. It's all about just dealing with those distractions and how how difficult it is to go on the road and play against all these teams are good, but
yeah.
Just how difficult it is to concentrate on the game that you're actually going out there to play and not get caught up in the trip.
Well, and not get caught up in the trip, and I know this, I can't really make these words come out of my mouth, but take a team lightly. I know at 3-8, you shouldn't even remotely think you can take anyone lightly. This is, when you look at tape of the Raiders, I know mostly they're going to see a team that is struggling, but they're going to see a team that's capable of making some plays. Carson Palmer, you know, and those receivers, I mean, they can still do some things. So it's not as if they're completely incapable, I guess, of playing well, but by and large, this is, you know, as opponents go, this is not going to be as easy to get up for as say a game against the Steelers.
Well, what happens is when you get out there, it's not so much taking these teams lightly, but when you get out to play a team like the Raiders, and for instance, the Raiders thinking this probably about the Browns, is that you think they're going to give you some help during the game. You know, they're going to turn it over. They're going to drop some passes. They're going to miscommunicate. They're going to blow a coverage. They're going to, you know, those are the kind of things that when you start overlooking teams, that's what you're talking about. Mm. You just don't think that team can execute well enough to beat you. And you're not going to have to be on your toes the entire game because they're going to do it to themselves. And that's really what it comes down to when you say a team's going to take another team lightly. You just don't believe they can execute cleanly enough to win consistently. And that's what it comes down to. And for the Browns, you know, you look at the Raiders game last week, and they were really manhandled last week by the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, they were handled really well in the first half, and then they scored 10-0 in the third quarter. They came back out, got back into that game. The Raiders did, and it was all a question of the Bengals thinking they had the game won and took a deep breath. And the Raiders wouldn't have any of it, and they just decided we're going to play hard and continue, and they got back in that game because of it. It was nothing but a belief, Raiders, that the game was not over, and by the Bengals that believed that it was over. And that game got almost back into the realm of a Raider victory because of that. And you could see it happen. The difference between the great teams or good teams, like a Cincinnati Bengals team and a Raider team or a Cleveland Brown team this year on the one-loss record, it came down, I'm telling you, it comes down to the belief that you're going to win that game and playing like you believe it. Mm. It was a real good illustration last week in that Raider-Cincinnati game of a team that came out and just wasn't going to give up, and that's what that Raider team did. They came out after halftime and turned it on, and the Bengals had just kind of taking a deep breath, you know. They didn't have that same emotional intensity, and the game almost got away from the Bengals because of it.
Well, great stuff. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday and seeing how this all plays out for the Browns. Steve, thank you so much.
Vic, looking forward to it.
He is Steve Tasker from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.